Thank you for binding us together in your love, and thank you for what you have put in Ruth's heart to share with us now. Thank you. Give us open heart to receive what is of you for each one of us and for us together as a community. And bless Ruth as she shares this. And may your name be glorified above all. Amen. I've written a meditation based on some words the church received during some prayer meetings in the autumn. And I've kind of reviewed these more, and I made a conscious decision to do it because I could only make one due to ill health. So, but before I read that meditation, I'm going to explain why I've done this and what I think the church needs to do as a result of these words. So, you are what you go after.
That's the other arrow, Ruth. You're going the wrong way.
No, I want a forward arrow. They're both going.
Yeah, you've changed it.
Yeah, you're changing the slides, but you're going the wrong way. Turn it up that way and go that way. Okay, thank you.
Just upside down. So, you are what you go after. Now, this was a phrase said in church a few weeks ago. And then a little bit later, I shared during one of our Wormlet story times, it's a phrase that really got me thinking about the level of content I feel by what I do and the broader impact it has on my life. You are what you eat. It's almost a very similar phrase, but it's referring to our physical being. And you are what... Yeah. And so, you are what you eat is an expression used by health experts saying the food what we eat has an impact on our well-being, but the actual truth is you are what you digest, and that determines our overall health. Similarly, you are what you eat in a spiritual sense, what we hear and what we see, and the observations we make spiritual can impact our relationships with others, gods, ourselves and our values. Equally to the previous quote, there's a parallel. You are what you digest spiritually. The knowledge we transfer from our minds to our hearts determines our functions and growth spiritually as an individual. We can have lots of biblical knowledge without it actually really making a difference. Or we can truly absorb God's love from scripture, through worship and those around us, allowing the Holy Spirit to change us significantly. And this is why I believe it's important as a church we digest the words God has spoken to us to enable us to grow in our faith. The phrase being unintentionally formed or intentionally formed that the practice way calls used runs along the same lines. What we consciously choose or unconsciously choose by being complacent and not making a decision determines where we go in life. Looking back at the words we received during the autumn prayer meetings to gain an overview, I split these words into four themed groups. God and his attributes, LCC position. For those of you who don't know, we are Lawn Community Church, known as LCC, internally for shorthand. LCC moving forward, individual responses, and God's drawn my attention to weeks 1 and 2 to use as the starting point. So week 1 reflected more on spiritual strength, asking God for more things, recognised God has got good plans for us, the need for our response to words of encouragement. Week 2 moved on to God speaking to us about his power dealing with things and growing him, the words trust and obey highlighted the importance of our relationship with God. I believe it is right to reflect on these words and respond to what God has said. I sense these words from weeks 1 and 2 will give us a framework and a springboard to grow in our faith. So the framework I've kind of identified through these words to use as a basis for a meditation is start with declaring God, because we have a loving God who wants to bless us and give us wisdom. And then move on to God provides safe places. There was 2 pictures that came up. And sometimes using pictures is a good meditation for us to focus on. Place to go to quieten our minds, enabling us to enter stillness with God, feel his peace more readily, to be in the moment. These images were a picture of a garden bench and a house on the edge of a forest. And then the concept of trust and obey also came up in this week, and that's almost underlining being in a safe place with God. We can learn and trust and obey deeper. And then to move on, to describe honestly how we feel to God and listen to what he says. That we can recognise the situation we're in, whether that's a thriving situation or whether we feel stagnant or maybe somewhere between. Do we need healing, mending? Do we have an openness to ask the Lord for clarification where we are? Can we acknowledge any negative emotions in our lives and name them? Do we need to forgive someone, forgive God, to forgive ourselves? Desire for personal growth, seeking God's strength to actively move us on. Respond to God's words spoken by God as individuals. Ask God for help to move on from where we are now, to grow as a church. We need to be growing as individuals and have a shared desire to witness God at work. I felt God prompted me to write a meditation. To allow opportunity for time with Jesus to address any hurt or negative emotions we may have. To specifically ask God for help to grow in our relationship with him. To expand our faith, gifts and skills. This is in line with words from week 1, being more expectant and asking for strength. It is not in our effort we grow and do things, it is God working through us by the power of his Holy Spirit. And this is also in alignment with the Practice in the Way course quite a few of us has done recently, using a theory of spiritual disciplines, and through this meditation we can use quite a few of them, like prayer, scripture, solitude, confession, and then the outworking of that into community. And maybe the outcome of meditation, of listening to God, will involve the other disciplines of practice of fasting, Sabbath, generosity and witness. So let's join together and read the scripture together from Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. Read it with me. So, praise be to the name of God forever. Wisdom and power of who he is. He changes the seasons. He disposes kings and raises others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the living. I invite you now to spend time with God in a safe place. You may like to visualize Howard, can you just go to that picture, slide 14? Thank you. These are the two pictures I've just found that represents the pictures received in the prayer meeting. A garden bench and a house on the edge of the forest. So you may like to use one of these pictures during this meditation, or you may prefer to choose a picture in your mind, somewhere you've been, or imagine a complete imagine a beach or a meadow or somewhere that you feel sort of at peace in that place and close to God. And I just now ask you to hold your chosen place in your mind. And as you focus on this image in your mind, what can you see? What can you hear? What can you touch? What can you smell? You become aware there is a sense of peace around you. After a few moments of observing your surroundings, you notice the sense of peace becoming stronger. And stronger. You sense Jesus is there in the peace. You can see Jesus. He walks slightly closer to you. You notice what he's wearing. You look into his face. He is looking at you with tender love in his eyes. You notice his gentle character being expressed in his manner. Jesus senses your acceptance. He moves closer to you. What does Jesus say to you? What is your reaction to that? Jesus reaches out his arm towards you. How do you respond? Would you like to ask Jesus for healing for something in your life? Express how you feel to Jesus. Do you feel broken or overwhelmed in any way? Soak in all that Jesus has given you. Stay in his presence. Breathe in his love. Breathe in his love again. Sense his flowing love through you. Ask Jesus to walk with you. Take Jesus to a place that you find challenging or hard to deal with for some reason. Visualize the situation as you approach with Jesus. Tell Jesus about it now. Watch what Jesus does. Does he move closer to the situation and do something? Does Jesus stand with anyone? Does Jesus talk with anyone? Does Jesus lead anyone involved in this situation to his cross? Does Jesus ask you to do anything? Are you more aware of any emotions or feelings you have about it? Can you name the emotions and feelings you have? you become aware Jesus has finished his work in the situation you led him to. Jesus has now turned and walking towards you again. You sense God's love radiating from Jesus. He comes closer to you. You observe how his garment moves as he walks towards you. As you look into his face, he smiles at you. Visual him by your side again. Take time to describe how you feel. Are there any negative emotions you need to deal with? Commit to anything that is emerging in your mind or heart to Jesus. Ask Jesus, is there anything you need to surrender? Whatever happens in life, we can place our trust in God. As we trust Jesus, God's Son, he gives us strength to face and deal with hard things, confusing things, strange things, and new things. Consider for a moment, what expectations do you have about God blessing you? How do you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord in the next year? Ask Jesus, is there any changes to priorities you need to make? Ask Jesus if you need to reframe your perspective to be more in tune with his will. Are you willing to ask Jesus to give you strength to broaden what you're capable of? Before we finish this time, look at Jesus again and ask what he would like to leave you with. It is appropriate to seek God for guidance about situations as we face, as individuals and as a church, and then respond to his words. We can return to this safe place with God to talk through more issues with him whenever we need to. Hold on to what God has showed you this morning.